Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On
Broadway. Mr. Drifter is bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar. Ami is the founder of multifunding.com and also his new site, which is called visiblelending.com, is where you can go to find out about the truth. It's a community of borrowers who share their evaluations of different short-term lenders, especially short-term lenders. So you know which one to go with, right, Ami?
That's the goal.
If you have to borrow short term, because we want them to go from being everybody. We're always, you know, I've been around a long time. I mean, I'm still working on. I always want to improve my status with the financial community. You know, if you've got an 800 credit rating, you can always get an 810 credit rating. You know, you should always be working on making it better. So one of the things you guys do is help small business owners become more bankable. Talk to us about how you do that.
Well, it's a process, Jim. And one of the areas, and I think it's a critical issue in our country and a critical issue for small business, is one of the biggest reasons businesses don't get bank loans or don't have the time to get bank loans is that their bookkeeping is so horrible and out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I always
if it even exists.
If it even exists. And I say, went to a basketball game to watch an NBA game, and one of the players was running up and down the court with his shoelace untied.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably get jittery. Okay. And running a business without good and clean and up-to-date book is no different.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get a bank loan? You want to get an SBA loan? Rule number one, have your books in order.
Mm-hmm.
Have proper, timely bookkeeping system and accurate reporting, and not only have good reporting, but understand what the heck's going on in your finances.
Right. Know how to read the reports that your financial bookkeeping and accounting is producing.
That's correct. And I get it. I'm a small business owner. I'm busy.
It's tough. It's hard.
It's hard work. But sometimes we hear these stories, you know, we see businesses with millions of dollars of revenue a year being run out of a shoebox, or we see businesses 6 months behind on their accounting and they need some money.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If you're in that situation, you're gonna pay a fortune for a loan. And in those situations, I almost don't feel sorry for the business owner. So it's a responsibility for running a business to keep a good solid accounting system in place. If you don't have the time, bite the bullet and hire a bookkeeper and sit down with your accountant or your financial planner once a quarter and review your financials and understand what's going on.
You know, I mean, if we could get small business owners, if we could get every small business owner to do what you just said, we could cut business failures by 75%. What do you think?
Dramatically, and I actually suggested a few weeks ago in my Wall Street Journal column, Jim, that maybe someone would embrace kind of like Teach for America, Accounting
right,
for America,
right?
And we could build a system where, you know, whether it's college students or grad students, go out into communities for a year after they graduate and help small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an epidemic problem that creates a lot of the bankability crisis. And it's something that I couldn't speak more about. First question we ask when we talk to borrowers is, so when's your most recent accounting statement?
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly can I get it? And you'll be shocked, Jim, at the stories and the
cases. I wouldn't be shocked, because I've asked those questions and I've gotten all the answers.
Right.
And for many small business owners, the last financial statement that was produced and balance sheet was the last time that they did file their tax return.
And again, I would say, you know, well, sometimes we say to our clients, if you were a stranger walking down the street, would you lend yourself money?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right. It's like, you know, you mentioned the shoelaces thing. To me, if you aren't doing what we're talking about here, folks, you're driving down, it's the middle of the night, no moon, it's completely dark, no light, no headlights, you're driving the wrong way down a one-way street in a fog with your eyes closed.
That's correct.
How safe is that? Hey, Amit, good job today. Come back soon.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Multifunding.com is how you find out how to get, let Amit help you get more bankable. And VisibleLending.com is how you find out about the online lenders and which ones you want to do business with. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.